Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
In Today in Bajan History, October 3rd, 1952, the Barbados Advocate blazed with the headline, Waterfront Work Reaches Fever Pitch. I am Carlin Barrow, a postgraduate student in the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, and we're stepping back into that hive of activity along the Bridgetown waterfront. The scene was electric. The motor vessel Monica, freshly docked from overseas, began unloading her cargo, which consisted of mountains of fresh fruit spilling onto the docks. Donkey carts and hand carts crowded the streets, their wooden wheels rattling as hawkers jostled for their share. So chaotic was the crush that police were forced to divert traffic. Lorries groaning under the loads of sugar and lumber were stuck for hours, while others were rerouted to escape the gridlock. The heat was sweltering, 90 degrees in the shade, but that didn't stop eager hawkers from climbing aboard Monica, lending their hands to the sweating crew. Alongside them, handcart men scrambled to secure work, ferrying casks and crates through the jam-packed streets. In her hold, 70 casks and 30 crates of fruit, plus lime juice, spices, and even Dominican handicrafts. Meanwhile, the schooner Lady Nolene slipped away for Dominica with a heavy load. 600 bags of sugar, lard, coconut meal, rum, soap, margarine, and car parts. Another vessel, the Darewood out of St. Lucia, docked with coconut oil, peanuts, copra, fruit, and coconuts. Consignments bound for the Schooner Owners Association. The port was a revolving door of global trade. The Harrison Line Streamer Merchant arrived from Trinidad with general cargo, while the Phoenix Streamer Arnetta discharged a staggering 4,614 bags of flour, along with oats, hay, soap and shoes. And just on the horizon, the Dutch steamship Nestor, due at daybreak, is bringing a specially preserved cargo of potatoes direct from Amsterdam. The waterfront just wasn't about goods, but people too. That day, Mr. C. Spanton Ashdown, assistant manager of Alco Steamship Company, arrived aboard the SS Folk Bernadotte on a goodwill visit. Fresh from touring St. Vincent, there he had witnessed the ship loading 900 tons of arrowroot before it sailed to Barbados to take on 2,500 barrels of molasses. The Advocate captured it best. The waterfront of 1952 was alive with the pulse of global trade, such as fruit, flour, sugar, steel, rum, and voices rising above the din of ships, horns, and cartwheels. And on that day, Barbados was just not a dot in the Caribbean Sea. It was a hub of international commerce, buzzing with movement, sweat, and history in the making. This has been Today in Bajan History. I am Carolyn Barrow, bringing the past to life, one headline at a time.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.